Okay. Welcome, and you're hearing the noise of the air conditioner in the background. We will turn that off eventually. Test, test, test. I got the gate on. I got the gate on, man. I will not have the gate on. All right, welcome to the pre-show for Monday. This is the 22nd, I believe, of June, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. On Tuesday, we'll have a Facebook Live at 7 p.m. at Phil Hendry Fans. That will be facebook.com, Phil Hendry Fans. I don't know, man. You know, probably be better if I did it on the home on the website. But not everybody's a BSP. As fucking insane as that sounds, I like this B-roll, whatever you want to call this background video roll here, because this is my life. This is my life. This will always represent my. This is me, man. Sometimes I'm in charge, and what I'm looking behind me at is just how the fuck did I get this far? And here I am, and now here I am in the present moment, just pretending like I'm cool, calm, and collected, but the goddamn world is just, it's insane. So this is my life, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Casting ballots is more about being against Trump than being for Biden. Okay, I can dig it. That's what it is, what it is. It is what it fucking is. Frank Nitti Sensabaugh, Milwaukee protest organizer. Queens Diner's new drive-in becomes a hot ticket in New York City. Queens Diner's new drive-in. So you can park in their parking lot and watch a movie on the side of a fucking building? Is that it? Is that legal? I bet you the police will come along and... Or maybe it's going to jam up traffic or some shit. Fuck, I don't know. See, we got on the show tonight, Margaret's going to sing the Star Trek theme. The preacher tortured me as he smiled. Said, come along with me. Oh, that's what we used to do as kids. We changed. I got to get a message to you by the Bee Gees. I don't know what the lyric was. We always sang, the preacher tortured me and he smiled. You know, Chris Norton is he having enough sex? Having enough sex. All right. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on. Hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. On NHL Channel tonight is... What the fuck is this, man? I do not know. I want 204, bitch. Is Forensic Files, bitch. Where is it, man? Oh, man. 204, bitch. 04. This, you know what, man? I'm done with your fucking hanky fucking ass. I am done with your hanky shit. Come on, motherfucker. Unreal. I gotta get new fucking remotes, I think, from DirecTV. I told her I was in no hurry. Vintage Games, 1994, Canucks versus who? What? Canucks and the Calgary Flames, horse shit. You were just showing me Wayne Gretzky. They were just showing Wayne Gretzky, you know, setting the 94 scoring record. Maybe that's an addendum to this Pavel Bure, his OT winner. Canucks and the Flames, is that a... That wasn't a Stanley Cup final. That was a Western, whatever the fuck conference they called it in those days. The Prince of... You know, the Prince of... They should have the Prince of Darkness conference. All right. The Prince of Darkness conference in the National Hockey League. The preacher tortured me in his smile. Come and walk one more mile. Once in... I told him I'm in no hurry. Little Wi-Fi problem, man. But if I broke her heart. But if I broke her heart. I told her I'm in no hurry. Woo! Pardon me while I clean the heads. I hope you don't mind, Mr. Gitz. I believe they should be served with the head. Who's that? John Huston. What's the movie? Chinatown. What's the price? 40 twice. What's the word? Thunderbird. Okay, let's go, man. Let's get this fucking show on the road. I've had to repeat the cleaning process on my printer twice now. And I'm sure it needs some goddamn... what do you want to call it? You know.
Maintenance.
I mean, what would we call maintenance? You know, I think that's... I don't know, you know, it's... And we have Sub-Commander Gleason. Gleason, how are you doing?
Very good. I checked the toilets for backup.
All right, Sub, just go home now, Sub-Commander Gleason, okay?
What?
Go home now.
Okay.
He lives with his sister and his brother-in-law, and,
So you, that's good, you employ,
No, he's not. You think he's intellectually challenged, he's not. He's just a guy who, he zones everything else out. He just concentrates on his job.
On his jaw?
On his job. Don't you hear too good?
I hear plenty good, Santos.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I've had, Mr. Henry, I can tell you that I've had, I'm very upset with, yes, sir, I'm very upset. I can tell you that I've had, yes, Mr. Henry, I can tell you I've been a part, I love your program, and I'm looking forward to fighting Bobby Dooley in
Now, how do you know what,
Robert, don't do it. Please don't do it. Just let me say what I have to say.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. I want to kick her ass around the block for drill. And
you got to talk to my wife, and
oh, yeah, Steve Dooley. I've been waiting. I prayed for this moment, Dooley.
Are you kidding me? Talk about my wife.
I'm talking about your wife, Dooley. And when I'm done with her, I would very much appreciate and enjoy... What are you looking at on TV, Mr. Henry? That looks very grotesque.
I don't know. It's some kind of fucked up thing.
I tell you, it was fucked up. I mean, everything you look at on that television is fucked up.
Now I'm crying, but deep down inside... You made me... The Nameless One.
Right.
Kenny Slag. The fuck is Principles this? Of Abundance. Fuck.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
I've just got to hit the button again.
Got to hit it again.
Thank you, we know.
3, 2, 1.
Ow!
Kenny Slag. In the bag. What's your name? What's your game? Piss.
Cut. Let's forget that. I've got to have that, though. All right, we need the leadership principle.
Yeah. What's the leadership principle?
None of your fucking business.
I have to, sir, because you are bothering me. Oh, you're bothering me so much.
Sorry, I'm just sitting here having a drink.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, I'd like the record to show that.
What record?
Whatever. Is there no record?
No.
Well, then I'm going to keep a record.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Boo.
Kenny Slag, jackpot. I'm Kenny Slag. It sure enough is a jackpot. The Kenny Slag jackpot to eternity. With Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st century, we are able to verify and solidify our own success. But what we really need is direction. While you're enjoying the Principles of Abundance in the 21st century, because Kenny Slag's principles do work just that easily, you may lose track of the greater world outside. Who, for instance, will you decide represents you in a presidential election? Who will talk for you at a city council meeting? You don't need that kind of problem. You're too busy being...
Kenny Slag!
Fuck!
Try it again.
3, 2, 1. Fuck.
Slag. I forget.
It's Kenny Slag, leadership? No. Kenny Slag, yeah. Signals from beyond, some shit like that.
Sounds like signals from beyond.
I'm not talking to you, man.
Three, two, one. Gut. Kenny Slag. And the gut check.
I'm Kenny Slag. Now that you've made your money, and you, of course, have tithed enough back to me, and given me all the honor that is due me, no, it's not a cult and you don't have to worship me. We're just talking about the normal flow of abundance. Yeah, once yeah. all of that has been completed, there's one final step. Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century is Leadership Principle.
Who is the leader? We've got to know. Who is the leader? Is he standing in the snow? Who is the leader? We've got to know.
Cut. That sucks.
Well, I'm not sure.
No, he hit it right. I know, but it sucked the way he did it.
Oh, God.
All right.
Three, two, one. Godzilla. Godzilla. Oh,
fuck you, man.
What? What?
Nothing. Just your usual horse shit. Go.
Three, two, one.
Ah!
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century now presents The Godzilla Factor.
Yeah, the Godzilla.
Godzilla, as you know, was a creature that destroyed Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
But more than that, Godzilla was a god. In Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, we take the leader. We make
one,
him
two, three,
not
four,
a god,
one, two, three, four.
But a large creature. A creature that's friendly, almost like a bunny rabbit, that controls your life. You need that kind of control. Believe me, you will. The money you're going to be making with Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century like to set you free.
Kenny Slag sets you free. The creature.
The creature is that which is going to help you control your own life. The filthy habits that you have, the dirty sexual proclivities, all of these are very, very normal. But with Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, you wean yourself away from destructive sexual habits, those that can infect the blood and eventually madden the mind.
Jesus Christ.
Kenny Slag.
Testing 1, 2.
Fuck me.
Cut.
3, 2, 1.
Yippee.
Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag. Fuck me.
Cut. 3, 2, 1.
Wait a minute, I'm supposed to do that.
Well, you're not. What are you doing?
I'm pouring myself another cocktail.
You want to hurry it up? Hey, pal, I'm paying for studio time, not for you to be drinking.
Well, hey, well, hold on. 3, 2, 1. Kenny Slag, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
I'm Kenny Slag, and this is Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. You wake up in the morning, and what do you see? You see the leader coming around the bend. Is it Godzilla? Or is it, in fact, Kenny Slag? Once you can't tell the difference between me and a gigantic creature that is the... Yeah, shit.
Doing good, Kenny. Once you can't tell the difference between me and a gigantic creature that has the ability to destroy your town... Right.
What the hell? Yeah, you're doing great, off, Kenny.
Excuse me, Mr. Engineer. We'll control that.
Drives me nuts. 3, 2, 1. Godzilla!
Cut. You're making a mockery of our religion.
I thought it was just a self-help thing.
It's a self-help thing that is a... has religious undertones.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God.
Godzilla! Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. My name is Mel Hartman, and I, for the longest time, didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I was a wastrel on the streets of Nashville, Tennessee. You know who I am. I sang the song. Ah, shit.
Cut. Roy?
Yeah?
Since you're pretending that you're that singer, you're going to have to hold the character?
I know. What's his name?
I forget. Just make one up.
Well, I mean, I knew a country. I knew a guy from the guy named, how about Kenny Loggins?
Sir, I'm telling you right now.
What about it?
Why not Kenny Loggins? Because it's a real guy.
Doesn't matter.
Nobody knows who he is anymore.
3, 2, 1. Ow! My dick!
Cut.
What's wrong?
You know full well what's wrong.
Hey, man, you what? Okay, now you pissed the ghosts off.
Get out of here, will you?
3, 2, 1. My penis! cut.
Was wrong. I missed the cue on that. All right. No problem, Kenny. You're doing really well, Kenny.
Can we take a break? What do you want to take a break for?
None of your goddamn business. I want to take a break.
All right, take a break.
Kenny Slaggs, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. We'll be right back.
Sure. Motorcycles.
Hello? Yes, this is Kenny Slag. You want to take... Oh, sorry. Another phone. Hello? Yes, this is Kenny Slag. You want to take... Hold on. Another phone call, yeah. Hi, this is Kenny Slag, and my principles of... Well, there's another phone call. It seems like everybody wants to talk to me about Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance. Did you get that, Doris?
Yes.
Principle... Well, no, you didn't. Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Did you get that?
No.
Well, who got it?
They just stopped calling.
I'm Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag. Cut.
Are we back or what?
Yeah, you're back. You just did your commercial.
I know, but I don't know. Everybody's walking in getting coffee. What is that?
Donut.
Kenny, you know you're not allowed.
What do you mean, you know you're not allowed? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, what Doreen told me is you don't get to have that.
She doesn't call the shots. I eat whatever I want. Okay, I eat whatever I want.
Have you been drinking?
No, I have not been drinking.
You've been giving him booze?
I offered him a drink.
Did he take it?
No, he didn't.
See?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. When I was so
you're gonna win her last loving cup. Darling, you're always there at the rescue.
You know, I don't really play music out of there, though. That's the thing. So that what that does. Let me get this. So that's telling me that I don't really play music out of there. I cranked it up for the sound effects that I play out of there. For instance. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck. Henry, why don't you get your shit together, motherfucker? Don't you see what you're doing, man? Don't you understand? All right. So, let's see. Margaret. Let's get the Star Trek theme going here, man. Star Trek. Me Radio. Good morning. Me. Speaking of which, here's a shot of him arriving home from Tulsa. What the fuck is this? That's from Ted Bonnet. All right, let me look here, man. First, new window. There we go. Now, what am I looking for? We'll go honky-tonkin', honey baby. Here you go, man. Dig this. Here we are. I just had to see that. I like those guys. All right, And Ray got COVID, man. I hope he's okay. I don't know. I guess those cats have stopped playing, huh? I'm looking at some of the comments. Well, I mean, they've been around since 1970. Won a shit potload of Grammys. This, that. I like him because it's like that Texas swing shit. All right. So anyway, having done all of that bullshit, let's take a look here and see where I can find the Star Trek theme, which is basically it's instrumental anyway. Original series theme. These are the voice starts. Okay, right on, man. Sorry. What's going on here, man?
Into space. And I flew into outer space. And then, testing 1, 2. Why is everything so fucking hot? The goddamn microphone is so...
All right, so that's great, Mark. Go ahead.
And I flew into outer space. And I met my love on Mars.
Testing 1, 2. So I'm going to have Margaret do that, but I'm not exactly sure how or when or where or what the fuck. Testing.
I went into outer space. I'm going to have to get way up there. My voice will go up high. You wait and see, you suckers.
That dude, the dude that we did, Glow, what was his name? Raymond Glow? Let me tell you something, you suckers. This guy turned into just some street punk. Now what are we looking at? Gretzky breaks goal record. This is the same goddamn shit I was looking at 5 minutes ago, man. Why are you telling me this is the Canucks and the... No, man, it ain't the Canucks and the Flames. It's the fucking Kings and the whatevers. As Gretzky goes for, breaks the record. 94, March 23, 1994. I had just arrived in Miami. I was a couple of weeks away from Miami. I started in Miami in early April. And I was on my way to Miami from Minnesota. Whew, man, those were some times, dude. Those were some fucking times, Jack. Drove down to Miami with Tory Ryder from Minneapolis, the Twin Cities. And then proceeded to start 2.5 years on the air at WIOD, which some of the most fun I ever had in my fucking life, I'll tell you that. And that's where I met young Miss Jackie Bales, who was doing news at WIOD. She came in there maybe a year before me, maybe 2 years before me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Okay. I hear you. So we're going to do Chris Norton after Margaret. No, we're not. We're doing Mavis Leonard. Mavis will be looking for another... Okay, here's drive bed number one.
How you doing? Go ahead, Norton.
It's the funniest goddamn... I'm telling you right now, man, it's the funniest bed we got. Drive through two.
All right.
No, drive through three.
All right, you're closing me 747. Thank you.
And drive through four. Drive through four, motherfucker. Now, where's...
All right, you're closing me 747. Thank you.
Where's number four? Where's number four? This is a long motherfucking pre-show, ain't it? Well, I'll cut it down. I'll cut it way the fuck down. The audio will cut way down. If you don't like sitting through these long video, you know, pre-shows, you can always listen to the pre-show. The audio track is always shorter. We cut that way down because there's all kinds of fucking dead air and... It ain't no good, you know, for the audio-only listener, because he's going, well, where is everybody? You guys are on video. At least you can see me, you know, yanking it and spanking it and standing around and doing shit, as boring as it may be. Where's number four, man? That's what I'm looking for. There you be. And there you'll stay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. That's Mavis. Chris Norton. Where is porn? I used to have the porn bed like right up there, man. Phone bed music porn. I mean, I don't know if this should be it. That's it, yeah. Thank you. All right, so that's porn, and then, yeah, let me see one more thing, man. All right, almost done, man. It's just a lot of shit we gotta do. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, man. I already have this is ready to go, right? Okay, cool. That's groovy. This is just music, all right? Right.
The devil is right.